school. I hardly saw Vera at school this year, and when I did, it was awkward. I felt like she was judging me. I knew she didn't like my new look. I knew she didn't like my new friends. I didn't much like hers. We never actually argued, we just drifted apart. Ella and I had badmouthed her to each other. She's such a prude, she's so this, she's so that. We knew we were being mean, but it was easy to ice her out if we pretended she'd done something to us. The truth is, she hadn't changed at all. We had. We'd become these other people, and she was still the person she'd always been. That annoyed me so much, and I didn't know why. Once in a while, I'd look to see where she was sitting in the lunchroom or check the elective list to see what she'd signed up for, but except for a few nods in the hallway and an occasional hello, we never really spoke anymore. I noticed Justin about halfway through the school year. I hadn't noticed him at all before then, other than that he was this skinny, cutish dude with thick glasses and longish hair who carried a violin everywhere. Then one day I saw him in front of the school with his arm around Via. "So Via has a boyfriend," I said to Ella, kind of mocking. I don't know why it surprised me that she'd have a boyfriend. Out of the three of us, she was totally the prettiest. Blue eyes and long wavy dark hair. But she just never acted like she was interested in boys. She acted like she was too smart for that kind of stuff. I had a boyfriend too, a guy named Zach. When I told him I was choosing the theatre elective, he shook his head and said, "Careful, you don't want to turn into a drama geek." Not the most sympathetic dude in the world, but very cute. Very high up on the totem pole, a varsity jock. I wasn't planning on taking theatre at first. Then I saw Via's name on the sign-up sheet and just wrote my name down on the list. I don't even know why. We managed to avoid one another throughout most of the semester, like we didn't even know each other. Then one day I got to theatre class a little early, and Davenport asked me to run off additional copies of the play he was planning on having us do for the spring production, The Elephant Man. I'd heard about it, but I didn't really know what it was about, so I started skimming through the pages while I was waiting for the photocopier. It was about a man who lived more than 100 years ago named John Merrick, who was totally and terribly deformed. "We can't do this play, Mr. D," I told him when I got back to class, and I told him why. "My little brother has a birth defect and has a deformed face, and this play would hit too close to home." He seemed annoyed and a little unsympathetic, but I kind of said that my parents would have a real issue with the school doing this play. So anyway, he ended up switching it to Our Town. I think I went for the role of Emily Gibbs because I knew Via was going for it too. It never occurred to me that I'd beat her for the role.